hi there. Great to have you with us as Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you gets underway on this week-ending broadcast of Friday. Good to have you tuned in. I am Jerry Usher, coming to you from the campus of Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska, where I'm participating in the six-week Summer Institute for Priestly Formation Spirituality Program. And Debbie Georgiani is with me from her home in Arizona. So here we go.
Yes, and it is very hot here in Arizona, and there's a lot of, folks in with lack of air conditioning, things breaking down, a lot of homeless folks walking around the streets, very dangerous. And that's why I'm wearing my St. Vincent de Paul hat today, the ball cap today, to remind everybody, everyone, a visual reminder that maybe you could visit or call your St. Vincent de Paul chapter and see what they need, because a lot of folks are hurting. They're hurting today, and especially with the heat rising pretty quickly this summer. But yes, Jerry, I'm in the great state of Arizona, and on Fridays, Jerry, Arizona especially is known for a lot of happy hours. Okay, a lot of folks get off work early at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and happy hour prices and all sorts of gatherings start at the pubs and the restaurants all around town. Does that happen in your area where you live? Because it happens here where I live, and happy hour is kind of a thing on Fridays, right? Well, today we're talking about on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you, because the phone lines are open. We're asking everyone if you've ever thought about making your kind of the traditional happy hour, actually make it a holy hour. Have you ever thought about that? Instead of getting off of work at 2 or 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I know it's been a long work week and you're tired, you just want to relax, and you're thinking, I'm just going to go to a restaurant, have an appetizer and a drink. How about stopping off at church and paying a visit to our Lord, visiting our Lord in the most holy Eucharist? Wouldn't that be beautiful to make your happy hour a holy hour? That's what we're talking about today.
And you can join the conversation right now. As Debbie said, phone lines are open, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Do you have a practice of doing that? I did, actually. You know, Debbie, when I was sort of having my reversion back at about 40 years ago, I found myself stopping into a Catholic church on my way to work. I worked the evening shift at a radio station. And I didn't really know what I was doing. I just kind of went in there and said, Jesus, I'm just here. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. And I'd spend about 10 or 15 minutes and go off to work. So that's what we're asking you today, folks. Do you make those these short, or maybe even a holy hour, an hour-long visit to the Blessed Sacrament on your way home from work, happy hour, or some any other time during the week for that matter? Mm-hmm. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And maybe you're just so used to having a really tough work week, right? And you're just like, you know what? That all sounds great. I'll do that on the weekends. I'll visit Jesus on the weekend at Mass. Well, we understand that. But we're talking about when you're thinking about your work week, and at the end of your work week, are you striving? Now, this is the question we're asking you to get real with yourself, okay? Let's really look at yourself honestly, okay? The way God would see you. Try to visualize that, all right? Do you think about getting off of work on a Friday? Most people work Monday through Friday. Most people. I know there's folks that work a weekend shifts. I get that. But most people work Monday through Friday. But just ask yourself this question. At about Wednesday, Thursday, are you thinking, I can't wait to get off of work on Friday. I can't wait to head to the nearest, I don't know, one of the restaurants, one of the local restaurants or the chain restaurants or the sports bar. And I can't wait to just relax and not think about anything. I don't want to answer emails. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to sit there and have an appetizer and relax and have a nice cool drink. Does that cross your mind? What Jerry and I are asking, we're asking you to raise the bar a bit, okay? No pun intended. Raise the bar a bit, okay? And really look at this. Maybe, just maybe, you should be so excited to race to church on Friday afternoon after work. And say thank you to Jesus. Say hello to Jesus. Just spend a little time with Jesus. And wouldn't that be a better way, a better use of your time, a better soul use of your time going into the weekend? What do you say about that, Jerry?
Well, I say it'd be a wonderful practice, and certainly looking forward to hearing from the Take-Two family if they do indeed do that. Especially, you know, I'd love to hear, do you stop in for like 5 minutes? That's awesome. That's great.
Pay a visit, yeah.
Do you spend a half an hour? Do you make it literally a holy hour? And if so, what are some of the prayer practices that you incorporate? You could be really giving some ideas to other Take-Two family members right now. As we always say, what you share on this program is going to inspire and impact the rest of the Take-Two family. In fact, there might be some people listening right now, Debbie, who are scratching their head going, gee, I never thought about this before. And what do you, Take-Two family, when you call in and share your practices, your prayer routine, you could be planting ideas in a lot of people's minds that could turn lives around. So that's how important your participation is in this show at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Initially, we've done this topic a couple times, and we have issued the challenge of asking everyone to, instead of going to a restaurant at the end of a work week, please pay a visit to our Lord. We issued that challenge. If you took up that challenge, if you said, I'm in, I'll take on that challenge, maybe it has given, you know, some new understanding to your spiritual life, to your relationships. Maybe it's helped to transform things. Because I'll tell you this, Jerry. Back in the day, I started in the hospitality industry. So I was a bartender, I was a server, I was a manager. I did all the things that you do at a restaurant, and then eventually I went to hotel work. But I will tell you, we used to see a lot of people rush, and I mean rush, to the bar at about 3 or 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, and they would race there. You would see the men coming in their suits, and they would be taking off their ties as they're running to the bar, and they sit down and they order that drink, and then they order a second drink, and you're thinking, this is odd. Aren't they ever going to go home? You could see there was a wedding ring on their hand, and they would just sit there for hours and just space out. And, you know, I understand that. I know people need to decompress, but really, wouldn't that be so amazing if those same men ran to the chapel? Mm-hmm. What do you say?
No, I see you're absolutely right, you know, and we'd love to hear if you've maybe made the transition from, you know, making the happy hour to now being a little bit more spiritually oriented and spiritually focused at the end of a week. Let us hear from you, 833-288-EWTN. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, 833-288-3986.
Okay, we're talking about making that happy hour that we all hear about, where everybody rushes to get those half-off appetizers and drinks at the restaurants. Instead of doing that this week and this Friday or Saturday, some people go on Saturday because they work Friday evening. How about a holy hour, paying a visit to our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament? Wouldn't that be beautiful? Now, I know that some adoration chapels are not open, but the church may be open. And that's a wonderful way for you to sit close to the tabernacle and be with our Lord. And let's say your church is locked or closed, okay? And let's go to the extreme, Jerry. How about sitting in the parking lot of the church on that sacred ground, and just being close to our Lord? It's the intention and the effort. He knows you're there, and it's so beautiful. So have you ever thought about doing that, making the new happy hour a holy hour? Will you call in, please, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry, before we get to the phones, I wanted to share with our fine Take-Two family, EWTN offers the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel live every morning at 8 Eastern. We want to help you draw closer to our Eucharistic King. Our free Mass Guide booklet, which includes both English and Latin text, will help you to follow along with the Mass on EWTN and unite with Catholics worldwide. For a free Mass booklet or ebook, visit EWTN.com/Catholicism and click readings.
Okay, making your happy hour a holy hour is our topic today. We're going to go to the phones, as Debbie said. Chris called in first from Ithaca, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross today. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. Happy that you called in.
Yes, I just wanted to. So about the happy hour, holy hour. I'm going to start at the beginning. So my grandmother, Rosie. She raised me. She was sort of like a mom and a dad to me in a way. And she brought me up. She was my introduction into the faith. And she, you know, she raised me as her own, which I really meant the world to me. But she passed a few months ago, but before she did, she left me this cat that she had. She loved her cat, loved more than anything, really, more than anything or anyone. And now the cat is sort of my connection to the faith, but he's gotten real sick, and I just don't even know what I'm going to do if he passes on. And I've been trying to seek counsel with the Lord, of course, but it's been rough. I work long hours. I work Sundays. I can't hardly get to church. I try to commune in my free time, but it's just hard.
Mm. Well, real quickly, Chris, I just want to let you know, we put Rosie in the prayer book, your grandmother. And if I understand this correctly, I just want to make sure. So this cat was passed on to you, and you're working, and you feel a little bit responsible and a little guilty about maybe taking care of the cat. Is that where the problem is?
Yeah, I mean, he's not doing well at all. I feel okay. So bad for the poor guy. And sure. He's almost an extension of my grandmother at this point, of Rosie. I miss her every day, you know.
I know, I know. But Chris, you know, here's the thing. Let me just share this with you. You know, that's good that you're seeking it. It sounds like you're seeking some advice on this from a professional, and maybe ask them what you should do about this, because obviously you want the cat to be taken care of, right? And you want to also keep the memory of your grandmother with you. And I understand that. But remember, your grandmother was a human being, right? And she's always gonna be with you, because she's alive now more than ever in Christ. So now the cat is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful pet. It's a wonderful creature, and brings you lots of probably love and just a beautiful sense that of God's just wonderful, you know, love for us. I get that. But Chris, do what's best for you and the cat. And also maybe it's a wonderful spiritual growth time for you, Chris, to realize and to go deeper with the Lord, because you said you don't even have time to go to church. You know, the closer you get to the Lord, the closer you will be with your grandmother. So, because she was a faithful woman of God. So just think about that, Chris. There's so many elements here of growth, spiritual growth for you, and to even get closer to your grandmother. So just, I mean, you may want to talk to, I would also talk to somebody in the church, maybe a deacon or a priest, and get his advice. Jerry, I know Jerry may have a comment, but I'll let me ask you, Chris, how do you feel about that?
I think that's a good idea, but I have to say my biggest problem with the cat isn't even that he's sick, but he eats so much. I'm working all these hours, but I'm getting underpaid. He's eating me out of house and home.
Right. I know. Well, then maybe find a home for the cat. You know, remember, if the cat is doing well in a home that maybe can better serve that cute little cat, that's your grandmother would want that too. So just think about that. You know, do the best thing again for what's going to be good for you. That's not going to overtax you, but that also will free you up, Chris, that you can get to church. Church is the most important. Okay. And then work on what you best home for the cat. But we've got you in the prayer book, Chris, and it's good to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling in, and God bless you, and have a beautiful weekend. Now you can get started with your weekend, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. How do you turn things around a little bit? A lot of people, as we were explaining in the first segment of the show, make Friday afternoons and evenings a time when they maybe run off and have a little happy hour enjoyment. Well, do you are you able to make that a holy hour instead? Do you stop by maybe not just on Friday, but maybe any other time during the week to pay the Lord your respects and give him some adoration in a Eucharistic chapel? We're going to hear from Sister Cheryl next in Phoenix, watching on YouTube. Hi to all of you watching the video stream. Hello.
Hi, Sister.
Hi, Sister Cheryl.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I have a suggestion, just like we do here at the monastery. We have a certain time schedule for everything that we do here to make our lives a happy holy hour.
There you go.
Since when we get up, we have vigils. Then after a while, we have mass and then terrace. And then when we go to bed, before we go to bed, we have compline, the nighttime hours. Mm-hmm. So if people would like to be able to set them up a certain schedule to be able to spend some certain time with Jesus, that would really help them. Because I know during their daily lives, they have work and they have the children to take care of and they have the house and everything else. And they, oh, boy, this is one heck of a day. When can I have time with Jesus? Well, if they want to be able to set them up a certain schedule for a Bible study or even for a certain time of prayer during the nighttime or when the parents are with their children to be able to say a certain prayer when they go to bed, that'd be one fantastic way to be able to have more of a personal, powerful relationship, one-on-one relationship with Jesus, for them to build upon that. Or even set up a Bible study at their home. If they want to be able to have their most sacred hour, a holy hour, to be able to build on that relationship with Jesus. Because that's what we do here, even at the monastery. We have a happy hour, and every single happy hour of our lives is a holy hour.
Nice.
Time with Jesus. Have that personal one-on-one relationship with Jesus.
Well, Sister Cheryl, as always, great. You've graced the program, and I'm listening to you, I'm in total agreement, and that is, most of us don't live in monasteries like you do. You have the great blessing of being able to do that. But what you're pointing to is a very important fact, and that is we can make time, whether it's 5 minutes or a whole actual holy hour. And the thing is, our good friend Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers from Beacon of Truth, he likes to say, if somebody says, I don't have time, what they're saying is, it's not important. And so I would just say that as well. If we don't have time, we need to make time, because God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, our relationship with the Trinity, that is the oxygen that we live on. Mm-hmm. Debbie, in these times of in adoration, again, if it's just a few minutes a day, God will take that. God is very humble. He says, if you've got 5 minutes a day for me, I'll take that, because I love you so much and I want to be with you during that time. So
that's right. That's right. Oh, okay, sister, thank you so much for weighing in on this. Stay cool in Phoenix, Arizona, and we'll talk to you again real soon. God bless you. Wow, this is so amazing. Jeff from Lancaster, Pennsylvania is up next, waiting so patiently on Sirius XM 130. That's the way Jeff's listening. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Debbie and Terry. Thank you very much for your outreach and your work. What a great concept to change happy hour to holy hour. Mm-hmm. You know, my insight, which is a gift, right? I mean, faith is a gift that's grace to us. We don't even get any credit for cooperating with the unfolding grace. And the depth of God's love for us is beyond our ability to even grasp. But we it's in him, through him, with him. We live and move and have our being. Without him, we're nothing. We are not our own. And like some of the great fathers and apostles have said, is it's more him than us. And when it's more him than us present, there is no separation. And by the way, there's a lot of people who go to church without a relationship with God. So it ain't going to church. It's the relationship with God. But going to church gets that relationship to God, and it's part of God's plan. And so me and my wife, Colleen, we do, in fact, start off in the morning reading the Bible. We do stop at adoration at a local St. Leo's, the St. Leo the Great's church here in Lancaster. They have adoration every week. We sit there in the chapel, shut up, and hopefully listen, and just be enriched and overwhelmed with God's presence. Jerry, you taught me a great mental concept, which is, Chernobyl nuclear accident. You know, there are people that are standing on this ground that's contaminated. They're unaware of this power because they can't see it, touch it, taste it, feel it. The Holy Spirit's presence is even more powerful than that. It's not like the Holy Spirit's going to literally knock on the door and walk in. Not that I'm saying that hasn't happened to some people, but it's so the relationship should be continuous. And then I think we become, you know, living vessels of Almighty God, and it's easier to do His will because it's all His will, and it's easier for us to yield more. It's easier for us to suffer more, because in all of it, it's God's unfolding will. It's God's unfolding revelation and providence. And by the way, as far as suffering, the solution is develop a relationship with Almighty God, because if you think you're going to handle suffering humanly, you're just going to add on to you're adding on to your cross, the weight of your cross. You got to give it up. You got to trust what the faith has been trying to teach us, that we are loved now, here, and forever. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Will you allow yourself to give up totally? And abandon yourself totally to the province of God's will, because I mean that's where it's at, right? And it's not going to change.
Yeah, no, Jeff. As you're talking, I'm reminded I'm at this summer program at Creighton University. It's called the Institute for Priestly Formation, and we have conferences every afternoon for a couple hours, sometimes in the evening. And one of the ideas that they've asked us to embrace in our lives is they call it the monastery of the heart. Meaning, you know, make your heart a monastery. And what I've tried to do is in the last couple of weeks, said, Jesus, let us commune 24/7 in the monastery of my heart. And then that is completed. That union is completed, of course, every morning when I receive Him in the Holy Eucharist at Mass. And you're right. It is not just an occasional relationship thing. It needs to be 24/7. Does that mean we need to be in a Eucharistic chapel 24 hours a day? Of course not. But Debbie, I think what it means is we just need to be conscious of the presence of God, Jesus, in our heart, and just really live our lives as though we are adoring Him and He is blessing us, you know, mm-hmm. within our hearts.
Yeah. Well, and I just have to tell you, Jeff, I admire that fire in your belly. Yeah. I love that. I love how you talked about your beautiful wife, Colleen. It sounds like you are a spiritual power couple. Way to go, Jeff. That's all I've got to say. Keep going.
Last thing I'll share with you guys, and then thank you very much. Colleen and I have been blessed. You know, we work hard, but when we go on vacations mm-hmm. to all these exotic places, I'm not kidding you. You know what we do? We find out where the nearest Catholic church is.
And so do we.
So some people go to the beach or the casino. I'm like, I'm looking for the nearest Catholic church. Find out where the real hot spot in that community is, right?
Exactly. That's right. Exactly. It's so interesting you say that, Jeff, because Jerry and I talk about this all the time. If folks would just do that when they are planning a trip or a vacation or a car ride for the weekend, it would change everything, because if that would mean that you're putting God as a first priority. And when you do that, then that's when the blessings and graces will flow. Jeff, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Wow, Jerry, that was a home run of a call.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. You go with our prayers. Have a blessed weekend. Yeah, and you know, now a lot of times, maybe in the past, a generation or two ago, we might have been able, Debbie, to get away with saying, well, I don't know where the local Catholic churches are. But with technology today, just do a quick internet search, Catholic churches near, you know, such and such a city or a town. Or even go to masstimes.org, and mm-hmm. MassTimes has an app as well. I know you and Marty
yep.
use that.
Yep.
I use MassTimes all the time, and they've got not only times for masses, but confessions, adoration. A lot of great stuff. So, Jeff, you have inspired the Take Two family today. Thank you so much. That line is open, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986, turning your happy hour into a holy hour. How do you do that?
Boy, you guys are so awesome. You are not getting started with your happy hours yet, because we're talking about the new happy hour is a holy hour. We're talking about visiting Jesus in the most blessed sacrament. So, Gregory, we're going to get to you next in Dallas, Texas. Don't go anywhere. I just wanted to share this because this is so exciting. We're celebrating and doing a shout out for, it's actually this weekend, on Sunday is the actual day. Our very own Father Pascal Mary and Father John Paul Mary were ordained in 2013, okay? And so their anniversary date is this Sunday, so if you want to send them a congratulations, if you know how to get in touch with them. And God bless you, Father Pascal Mary and Father John Paul Mary. You are both awesome. Thank you for saying yes to your vocations. And wow, that's, let's see, that's 12 years ordained. Mm. That'll be nice. Praise someday God. To be. I hope you're going to still be alive and be 12 years ordained.
Me too.
Yeah. It's a little joke there. You got to keep a sense of humor. Yeah. You're one of those older vocations. Okay. Yes. Okay. We've got our producer saying I shouldn't have taken that stab. Jerry's used to it. Come on, Jerry. Okay. We need to tell all of our listeners. Jerry's birthday is coming up soon. We always celebrate it every year along with my husband, Marty. They're born 2 days apart. Jerry's July 1st. Marty's July 3rd. And both of them think the fireworks are for them. Okay. Somebody please tell them that's not for them. Anyway, right. But you still act young, which is good. Okay, let's go to Gregory. Gregory's in Dallas, Texas, listening on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Gregory. Welcome.
Hello, Take Two family. I love you guys.
Well, we love you too, Gregory. You thank you.
Thank you. So I'm a confessed workaholic, and work started slowing down, and my beautiful wife started going to daily mass during the COVID pandemic. And so I started going to mass here and there. And then this year, my business has been pretty slow. And I started going to daily mass. And it's been the absolute best thing that I've done in my entire life, making God your best friend. And we have a holy hour sometimes after mass, but I always, almost always have a mass within my holy hour once a week. And again, it's just putting God first. My wife is working on me. I need to listen more than pray. And so that's what I'm working on now. But it's just beautiful to be drawn by God and the Holy Ghost. And I love it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's easy. It's easy to fall in love with spending time with Jesus in the church, whether it's, you know, whether it's a Blessed Sacrament is exposed, or just even inside the tabernacle. And, you know, you mentioned putting God first, Gregory, and that's exactly what we have to do. I mean, we all, if we have a job, who gave that to us? God did. If we have an ability, a skill, who gave it to us? God gave us that skill. Everything we have, every breath we take, Debbie, is from Him, and we need to be grateful to Him. And the way you're grateful to somebody that you love is spending time with them. So
absolutely. Yeah. Gregory, do you feel comfortable giving us your wife's first name? Because I think you're married to a saint.
I do too, Marcy.
Marcy. Okay, well, you tell Marcy she is amazing. Okay, you started off this call saying that you were a workaholic, and then things slowed down. She went to daily mass, and look what that has done for you, your soul, I'm sure for your marriage. That's what marriage is to do. It's not only to bring forth life, but also to bring each other back home to God. And your wife, Marcy, did that. Well done, Marcy. You need to let her hear this broadcast. That's amazing. And Gregory, look how it has changed you. And that's the most beautiful thing, because the more it changes you spiritually, then you can fill that role of being the head of the household in the most St. Joseph way. So the way it's ordered properly. And then you see, the floodgates of graces and blessings flow. What do you say, Gregory?
Absolutely. Now my simple prayer is, thank you, God, for carrying me through all the trials and tribulations of my life. He's cared for us. You know, I'm almost 65, and let's face it, we're not going to have another 65 years in this life.
Wow. And, you sound really young, I have to tell you. I would have never guessed that.
Yeah.
People think that.
You got a young spirit.
It's a gift from God.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Gregory. Blessings to you and Marcy. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for making the show a little bit better by your participation. Lisa Marie is next. Bradley Beach, New Jersey is where we're going to go. Listening on Domestic Church Media. Debbie, do you know where Bradley
I sure Beach is? Do. I know it very well. Lisa Marie, good to have you back.
Hello there. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing just great. This is my third annual birthday call to take to.
Yeah, nice. I love it. I love it.
So I treat myself on my birthday to talking to you guys.
Oh, that's sweet.
I used to have a glass of wine at the end of the day while I'd be prepping my dinner and then having my dinner. And I considered that my reward, you know, for the day or for at the end of the week. And when Jerry said something about transition and turning things around, that's what happened to me. It started with my mindset. So I started to think, why in the world do I need or deserve a reward? I mean, for all the gifts and the blessings and the graces and even the crosses and the purging of that day or that week, my whole day is my reward. It's God's gift. So what I need at the end of a hard day or at the end of a busy week is just to thank Him, to thank our blessed Lord. And when I changed that mindset, it was just a huge grace for me. I'm with Him more during the course of the day, but then at the end of the day. And we had talked about that examination of conscience at the very end of the day. Mm-hmm. And that's also my happy hour, because if I put in a good day, boy, is that examination a happy moment too.
Right.
So I really do think it's a change of mindset that started me off, right, and hopefully will help other people.
Oh, yeah. You nailed it, Lisa Marie. You nailed it. Now, you said this is your third. Is it your anniversary call to us, or is it actually your birthday?
Today's my birthday, and
it just so happened. Okay, yeah.
The past three, June 20th,
right,
I was home and able to call you. As a matter of fact, 3 years ago, Jerry sang to me, which I don't expect. I think there's copyright laws.
Yeah.
Yes, that, don't you remember? That was like, I think the only time that. he's ever really done an actual birthday song on air, I think. Right,
yeah.
Jerry?
That was me.
Yeah, yeah. And he's never done it since, Lisa Marie. He's never done it since. So there you go. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I did start my day the best possible way with Holy Mass. And I'm going to give a shout out to our pastor, Father Ed, gave me a shout out, can you imagine, from the sanctuary. So that was so sweet.
Oh, that is beautiful. But you know, Lisa Marie, real quickly before you go, I want to just share something real fast. What you're talking about, a change of mindset, right? You know what's so interesting? Mm-hmm. We, with our senses, right? Like you were talking about that glass of wine or maybe even a cold beer or something of that nature, or going to have that nice meal if you just want to relax and you just start thinking of everything in your mind. You're like, oh, I can't wait to taste that. I can't wait to have that drink. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. And all these things start, building, right? And it's so interesting. Yes. It's so interesting to me because I've said to somebody before, and I don't know if you've ever done this, Lisa Marie. I said when they're holding their wine glass, right, with that red wine, I said, have you ever thought about looking into that glass of wine and just picturing Jesus's face? And as soon as I said that, people would go, okay. And they would look at the wine and that now they changed how they were viewing that wine. The wine took on a whole different feel. And I said, it's so interesting to me how people will rush towards something that you're going to drink or eat rather quickly and it's going to pass through you rather quickly. But yet with our Lord, we have our Lord with us. We can be with our Lord. We can meditate on our Lord. We can talk to our Lord. Why don't we feel that same kind of urgent, urge and desire that we do with food and drink? It's so interesting to me. And Lisa Marie, you brought that up so beautifully.
Oh, thank you. Well, what just popped in my head is how Mary went in haste to Elizabeth, and there's so many mentions in scripture. Once someone receives that call or that feeling, that they must act very quickly, you know. And so we tend to move toward the wrong things or for the very quick gratification,
right,
rather than looking down the line a little bit for what is going to last. And you know, we can savor a glass of wine you know what, it's going to be about 15 minutes and it'll have negative residual effects. Mm-hmm. So let's go in haste to our blessed Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Love
Beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Lisa Marie. If you remember the date, well, obviously you remember the date. It was June 20th, like you said, 2 or 3 years ago. You always have that archive show to go back and listen to at taketwoshow.com.
We had our moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Have a blessed
Thank
birthday.
Thank you so very much.
We'll pray for you in a special way today.
Absolutely. Very much. My grandson is due in about 9 days, and he's in breech position. So we need that little rascal to turn.
Okay. 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 Well, just remember, breech babies, they hit the ground running, Lisa Marie.
So, yes, I was breech, actually.
You were breech. Yeah, Jerry was breech. I know a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people that were breech. Yeah. All right. We'll be praying.
Well, thank you both so very much.
Thank
you. You too. God bless you.
Keep us posted. And early congratulations. Yeah. Wow. What a great call.
Indeed. All right, Ryan and Tammy, hang on. You're right after Paula, who called in from Huntingburg, Indiana, listening on Tri-State Catholic Radio. Hi, Paula. Hello, Paula. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Welcome to Take Two.
Am I on the air?
You are live on the air, yes. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, there was a small pause. I have in my hand a business-sized card, but it is not a business card. It says, God is my help in every need. God does my every hunger feed. God dwells within me, guides my way through every moment, night and day. God is my health. I can't be sick. God is my strength and failing quick. God is my all. I know no fear. Since God, love, and truth are here, I now am wise, I now am true, patient, kind, and loving too. All things I am can do and be, through Christ, the truth that is in me. Our eighth grade French teacher put that up on the bulletin board for us.
Oh, wow. How nice. What, and you know, at the time she did that, I don't remember, you didn't mention, but...
She,
at the time that your French teacher put that up there, little did she know. She probably, obviously, she hoped that it would be a blessing to the students, not just a momentary blessing, but maybe a long-term blessing. But little could she have known, Paula, that it was going to have this kind of an impact on you all these years later. I think that is just, this is how God works so many times, Debbie, just in very nondescript ways. You know, the little humble little things like this can mm-hmm. really be life-impacting for
us. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's left an impact on you, Paula, and you welled up in tears, but that's also because of the words, obviously, and the meaning, but also probably brought you back to when you were in eighth grade, and which is a beautiful thing, because I think our teachers totally leave that kind of impact on us, especially when they can impart things so deep and rich that your teacher did for you. Paula, you're awesome. Thank you so very much for waiting most of the show to get on and share that beautiful prayer poem. We love it. Wow.
Yeah. Thank you, Paula.
Well, I'm 76 now.
Oh my goodness.
God bless you.
You sound really young, Paula.
Hey, Pastor Robert Schuller at Crystal Cathedral Church in California said a long time ago, he said, if you think everything is beautiful, you will never grow old. I think everything is beautiful.
Oh, I love that. I love that, Paula. Oh, you are precious. Yeah, you. I could definitely talk to you for hours. You're amazing. Thank you. God bless
you. Thanks, Paula.
Wow.
Ryan, I'm going to get to you. I just want to mention first EWTN News in Depth tonight at 8 Eastern Time. It's a one-hour discussion of current events in the church, politics, and culture, of course, from a Catholic perspective, covering the underreported stories and also clarifying the church's position on key teachings with a focus on the laity's needs and concerns. It is hosted by Catherine Haydrow. It's EWTN News in Depth, and you can get it delivered to your email inbox with details on each week's show. Just go to EWTN.com/in-depth and sign up today.
Okay, so Ryan is waiting so patiently, listening on our friends at Real Presence Radio in Crofton, Nebraska. Hi, Ryan. Welcome.
Hello. Yeah, I just want to call in. I guess maybe I was spurred to do it by the Holy Spirit, but I'm a fifth-generation farmer here and went through a horrible divorce back in 2016, court three times, custody, money, and I lost the farm. But God made it all kind of work out to the best he could. But during that time, I grew closer to God, and it started with praying the daily rosary and then the divine chaplet and praying the readings and the word among us every day, and then it eventually turned to going to adoration once a week. And I'm lucky I have adoration out in the country here by a little country church 2 miles away.
Oh, great.
On Saturday morning, so I go there every Saturday morning, and when I have my boys on the weekend, I have two little boys, 9 and 11 years old, I take them with me. And then eventually when the boys are there, they say, well, you guys can lead the rosary at 7 o'clock. I said, well, first I'm thinking, but I said, yes. And there's another gentleman there. This is the part, I guess, I feel I want to share mostly, that when we're praying the rosary, this gentleman can see angels and other, spiritual things. And he had to come back, tell my boys after. He said, well, you're praying the rosary, there's an angel kneeling right in the aisle, kneeling down with you guys.
Wow.
And then the next time, he said, there was one standing between the two boys. He said, I don't know which angel it belonged to, but he said he was real, the angel, not he or she, but was real tall, like your dad. I'm like 6'5". And he said he was, the angel was looking down, smiling. So I guess that's what I wanted to share.
Wow. Isn't that beautiful?
It is, yeah. Well, first of all, Ryan, God bless you for, for getting your boys in front of Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. There really is, nothing more important that you can do for them, as I'm sure you know this, than to, introduce them to the Lord and, invite them to go as deep as possible in their relationship with him. And that includes, of course, doing things that are a little, we might say they're above and beyond the call, but they're really not. What I mean by that is, we have our duties and our obligations and our the things we're supposed to do, like go to Mass on Sundays and things like that. Adoration is optional, but in a sense, it's not optional, is what I was trying to say. And Debbie, this is going to bear great fruit for these boys, I'm sure.
I completely agree. And Ryan, those messages or those gifts from God that you're getting to show that you have that heavenly support, I think it's beautiful. You got to hang on to that and let it continue to unfold in your life and your boy's life. And, there's a reason for everything. I know that it sounded like you went through a very painful, very costly divorce and a breakup of the family. And you said about the farm, losing the farm. But, it's weird how God, it's just strange. I've learned this, and I'm going to be 60 years old this year. It's really strange and bizarre sometimes how it all works out. But maybe those things that we held on to so tightly, there was a reason God moved them aside so that we can go deeper with him. And it sounds like that's exactly what you're doing, Ryan. And I would just keep going, just like Jerry said, keep going deeper with your boys and live out your Catholic faith in such a joy-filled manner and enlist more heavenly support around you and the boys, and let's see where God takes the next chapters of your life. What do you say?
Yes, and he's ready. I have him in Catholic school. I had to appeal to the original ruling, and I eventually got him for the whole school year.
Oh, wow.
So that, to me, because on the other side, there's zero faith. They see bad things. Maybe that's why I feel like I really have to everything I can. Well, you should.
Right. And the other thing, too, is keep in mind, because the mother of your children, right, what you do and the influence you and your boys have in the way you prayerfully live out your Christian life, it hopefully will help her. Okay, it will help her. It will help her family. Because remember, you're giggling, but I hope it's a good giggle. But there's no stopping the spirit, Ryan.
Yep, and my oldest son, he tries to debate with his mother, and like why this faith and why it means so much to him. And he said, Dad, I think I won the last one. He said, she couldn't really answer this or that, but I had the answer.
So, Ryan, real quick, yeah, this is on my heart to ask you. You don't really have to answer if you don't want to, but does either of your sons exhibited or maybe spoken about, you know, some sort of serving the Lord with their life? They're young to be maybe thinking about the priesthood, but I just had that sense on my heart with the Holy Spirit. I don't know if either of them, you know, have expressed any thoughts about that.
Yeah. I hope it stays, you know, but it's God. I tell him too, he'll call you. You got to keep listening, yeah. and you'll go where you need to go. But
yeah,
it's funny you say that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're getting them in front of the right one. He's the CEO. Yesterday I visited Spirit Catholic Radio in Omaha, and right outside their chapel, they have the sign Jesus Christ, Spirit Catholic Radio CEO. So he is the one to get them in front of. Ryan, you're doing the best possible thing you can. God bless you. You go with our prayers, and especially your prayers for your boys as well. Thank you very much, Ryan.
Thank you,
call.
Ryan. Yeah. Yes. And we're going to go to Tammy in Sioux Falls, South Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Tammy, you're up next. Take it away.
I do a little bit of a holy hour, kind of more for myself. I've been a Catholic. I've been away for quite a while. Recently come back. And during Lent, that was my pledge to spend an hour every day with God in his house. And but this was after work, after all of the go, 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 go. And mm-hmm. then I would sit still, and then I would fall asleep.
Right, right.
So, kind of wondering if there's any tips about that.
Sure.
You know, for some people that might want to do that might have the same trouble.
Right.
I finally just kind of, I gave in sometimes and say, okay, mm-hmm. half an hour, I'm just going to rest with you, and
right.
then we'll talk.
Right. Okay, so Tammy, let me just share this with you, because I've talked so many times to priests and my spiritual director about this, and it's so beautiful the answers all these priests give me. It's wonderful. Tammy, just be at peace. You're going to be with the Lord, okay? You feel that rest and comfort. You feel safe there. Of course it's going to make you fall asleep. You're tired after a long day's work or a long week of work, and God knows that. Just go ahead and share with him, you know, Lord, I'm exhausted. I'm going. Now I'm here. Whew, now I'm going to take a little nap with you, Lord. That's the beauty of being with our Lord. He wants you to be real with him. He knows exactly what you're going through every single moment of every day. And so the fact that you're making an effort to be with him, it's a beautiful thing. Don't feel bad about that. Now, if you want to stay a little bit more alert and awake, then maybe ask your guardian angel to help you with that a little bit and kind of tap you and kind of if you're dozing off a little bit. But don't feel bad about it, please, because I can tell you when I worked in the church for 25 years, we probably got this question for help every single week. People said, I want to go to adoration, but I fall asleep. And finally, our pastor would say, good, fall asleep. And so, Tammy, I just want you to be at peace. Okay, Jerry?
Well, Tammy, I was aware of something St. Therese, the little flower, said about this, and I just looked it up online. I got the quote, actually. This is from a saint now, mind you, St. Therese. She said, I should be distressed at sleeping during my prayers and during my Thanksgiving after communion. But I don't feel at all distressed. I know that children are just as dear to their parents, whether they are asleep or awake.
Amen.
So there's one of the church's most popular saints in our day saying it's good. And obviously, Tammy, you know that none of it, we don't want to go into the chapel for the purpose of taking a nap. But if that happens, just know that it's not time wasted. It's like Jeff was saying earlier in the show, we are never unchanged when we go before the Lord and spend time in front of him.
Mm-hmm. Did it bring you peace, Tammy?
That does. And I also want to say, too, that that spending that hour, even if it's just a little bit less than an hour, you know, whatever you can,
mm-hmm.
I find that when I do go and mm-hmm. I spend that time with God, I find myself balanced again.
Yes,
and I'm ready for the whole set of problems.
Yes, yeah, you yes, you get centered. Absolutely. Amen. Jerry?
So,
Yeah, thanks, Tammy. We appreciate it very much. Thanks to our show team today. Rich Jesse was on the phones. Michael McCall is our producer. Pedro Quiles handling social media. Thank you, the Take-Two family. You've made it a great day and a great week of broadcasts. St. Paulinus of Nola is our saint today. And on Monday, we're going to be talking about, Debbie, My Child Worries Me.
Yeah, that's going to be a very deep show, but we need everyone to get ready for that and really weigh in as the Take-Two family does. So now you guys can get started with your weekend. Have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We'll see you real soon.